Okay, continuing learning from the Sefer Avodas Avodah from the Tosha Rebbe, Zatzal. So he begins by quoting the opening pasuk of the parsha, Vayomer Hashem el Avram, lech lecha me'artzecha me'ladata me'beis avicha el ha'aretz asher arecha. Hashem says, Avram, go for yourself from the land from where you were born, from your father's house, to the land that I'll show you. Rashi HaKadosh says, lech lecha l'hanoscha, for your pleasure, to give you hana, l'tovascha, to be tov for you, for your benefit. Sham escha l'goy God, I'll make you a great nation over there. V'kan, yata zoicha l'bonim, here you're not going to have any children. V'od, sha'odia tivacha ba'olam, I'll make your name famous throughout the world. So the first question that the Rebbe asks is, why does Rashi explain that Avram is getting schar for all this? After all, we're coming right off of where Avram Avinu was moiser nefesh in the Kibshan Ha'esh. So to tell me that, oh, by the way, in case you didn't want to listen to the Dvar Hashem, you're going to get a few dollars out of this. You're going to become famous. What benefit is this? Avram Avinu expresses complete obedience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why Bedavka here, he has to offer him a reward for that? And then, the next question that the Rebbe asks is in Pasuk Dalet, it says, Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem, Vayelech ito lot. So Avram went as Hashem spoke to him. So what does that mean that Hashem spoke to him? Originally, here it says, in Pasuk Dalet, it says, diber elav. And the beginning it says, Vayomer Hashem. So why is there a change from Amira to Dibur? And also he asks, why is it, what does it mean, kasher Dibur Elav Hashem, Hashem spoke to him, and why does he bring Lot with him? So those are the questions that he begins by asking, and then Darka B'Kodesh, he goes through and gives the Yesod that begins to answer them up. So he explains that the tachlis of Avram Avinu's avod in this world was to be memale, to uplift all the nitzotos, the hidden divine sparks that were throughout the world. And that's what he was traveling around doing, and he was elevating physical items, places he would go. He was paving the way for future generations. But sometimes a tzaddik is not able to connect unless he lowers himself, first of all. He's just removed from it. In order to have a shaychus to lower aspects of humanity, he has to lower himself. In order that, so he can have a connection, those who are not on his madreg, who have a shaychus to lower levels, and then he'll connect with them, and by elevating himself, he brings up those neshamos, those nitzotos as well. This is hinted at in the Sefer from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. First, Chassidish Sefer, so the Rebbe quotes in Parshas Yisro, when Moshe Rabbeinu is on such an exalted level, so the Pasuk says in Perikah Yotes, Hine anochi boi lecho ba'av ha'anon, I come to you in the thick cloud, ba'avur yishma ha'am, bedivr imoch, v'gam b'cha yaminu le'olam, so that the nation will hear, and that they will believe in you. So the way that the Sefer told us, Yaakov Yosef explains, is that the way that the Am will have a shaychus to Moshe, the way that Hamon Ab, Shute, Balabatim, the way they will have a connection to Moshe Rabbeinu, and ultimately to Hashem, is through Moshe going into the Av Ha'anon, to the thickness, to the Gashmias, to the Chumrias, the physical items, the physical world, and then by Moshe lowering himself, he can bring out those that have a shaychus to that level, and then elevate them. This was a tremendous controversial idea, and as a result, there was a lot of hisnagdus to this approach. And the Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef from the Baal Shem Tov. But this idea finds itself in many places in the Chassidish Svarim. The Maggid of Mezr, which is quoted by the Kojnitz or Maggid, Parshas Parah, that if a person takes out the garbage, then by definition, he's going to have a little bit of shaychus to with that zevel, with that dirt. He's going to. The Arvei Nachal explains if a person's standing on top of a roof and he sees somebody in mud and he wants to help them out, he's going to have to come down off of that roof and get into the mud itself. So too, Avram Avinu was on such a high level, he had to lower himself and therefore connect to the neshamos that he was and get a little bit, quote-unquote, dirty in the process. So that's what he explains now. That's what Hashem says to Avram, go l'hanoscha. There's going to be a hano. In other words, Avram really would have done it without any side benefits. He doesn't need any other ulterior motives. Hashem said, do it. Hashem says, jump. And Avram says, how high? But Avram had to be taken down a little bit from that madrega. He had to come down a little bit to have a shaychus to Ra, shaychus to Mitzrayim, only so that he could ultimately bring it all back up. And then That explains then why there's a change from Dibur and Amira. Dibur is the Tzivui of Hashem. And Avraham did everything as the Tzivui of Hashem without any other side benefits at all. So therefore, he wasn't willing to have any personal benefit. He couldn't have any personal benefit. So Hashem says, do like Amira. He speaks to him I'm suggesting that you should do this. And that's what it says, Vayelech Avram Kasher Diber. No, originally it was an Amira, but Avram perceived it as being a Dibor. Therefore, there was no room for any shaykhs, any personal interests. And therefore, it's interesting, that's why Avraham took the Amira and turned it into a Dibor. He took the softness, the suggestion, and did it without any other alternative motives. So if he has no alternative motives, he has no personal hana in this, that's not going to work. So therefore, this is beautifully why he explains, that's why Vayelech Ito Lot, that he brings Lot with him. Lot has a shaychus, these levels. Avram himself wasn't going down a level, but he quotes from the Zohar, the Avraham hu haneshama velot hu hayetzahara. That Avram bringing Lot with him means bringing down a little bit, going down a little bit of a level, and then Mimele, Avram has a Shaychus to Ra, which is interesting, that later on we find in the Parsha that it wasn't in Perek Yud Gimel Achre he parted Lot. Lot leaves. So Kol Zman Sarosha Imo, the entire time this Rosh, the wicked one's with him, Hay Hadibur Parish Mimenu, that Hashem's Dibur was also separated from him. But when Avram comes out, because Lot was with him at the very beginning of Yud Gimel, Vayal Avram in Mitzrayim, hu ve'ishto v'chol ha'shelo ve'lot imo hanegba. Avram leaves, Vayal, he did an aliyah, he brought out all of the sparks that were contained within Mitzrayim, his wife and his and everything that was with him. Avram has, Avram kaved ma'od, b'mikneh, b'kesef, b'zahav, he has livestock, he's got animals, he's got gold and silver. He brought out, he connected to those sparks, those nitzotos, and was able to cause them to have an aliyah. Now, the idea explains, the Tosha Rebbe, is that Ma'isa Avos Simon Labonim, which is actually the Ramban in this week's Parsha, that whatever happened to the Avos is a sign and gives us the koach to do the same ourselves. So the only way that Avram Avinu was able to fix and to create these tikkunim that he had to do was because he had a nisayon, was because he had a hisnagdus, that there was an opposition to him. And that's the whole tachlis of why we come into this world. We come into, he says, an olam of klipa, sitra achra. We have forces that are opposing us, that are preventing us. But the way, if it wasn't for that, the neshama was still up in shemayim, then we wouldn't be able to fix what we need to fix in this world. Every one of us has a shlichus, has a tikkun for a neshama that we can do, but that only comes about through overcoming and standing up when we have a nisayim. But everyone has a specific purpose. I'm reminded of Rav Wolfson quoted, Shlita. Wolfson Shlita quotes from the Baal Shem Tov in Tehillim. It's in Kuf Zayin. It says, "Re'evim gam semeim nafsham bohem tisatef." That we're hungry and we're thirsty because our nefesh is wrapped up in them. That a person's nesham has a shaychus to physical objects, to an apple, to what we drink, to the clothes that we wear, and because our nesham has a shaychus that it's megale milsalim afreya, that apple we were supposed to eat had shaychus to our neshama. And Rav Wolfson gives an example. If a person were to cut the apple in half, I give half and I share half with my friend, that's because that other half of the apple had nitzotos, had divine sparks that he needed to elevate, and I did mine. So what's the way that we do this? The Tosha Rebbe says that the eitz we have is to daven our tefillah with kavana, because we need to focus on our tachlis in this world, and the way to make improvements is to improve our davening. He gives practical examples. He says a person should be careful to come on time, not to rush through the one, not to rush through our davening and feeling, oh, I just got to get this over with, to come at the beginning and then stay till the end. Another eitzah that the Tosha Rebbe gives is to learn Musar, that we have to learn Sfarim of Sifrei Musar, Sifrei Chassidus, and he says specifically to learn Sfarim that are based upon the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov, because when the Baal Shem Tov came into this world, he was mechadesh an idea that if you're not a gadol b'Torah, you could still have a shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says in the Sefer Ki Bi'omov, referring to the Baal Shem Tov, Hayaharbe Ame Haaretz Shahaya Merachim Mitachlis Miderech HaTorah. very, very far away from the ways of Torah. Shekeim and Shloh Hitzlichu Lios Gedolei Torah, since they weren't big Talmidei Chachamim, Nisrachu Legamri Miderech Hayados, they had been totally separated from Yiddishkeit. V'lo Yadu Ben Yamin Amasmol, they didn't know right from left. V'lo Hayami Sheshgiach Aleihem, no one was taking care of them, watching over them. V'gedolei HaTorah HaBa'oso HaDor, the great ones of that generation, Lo Hichniu Atzmam, they didn't lower themselves. Again, to get a little bit dirty, Lekarev Es Libam El Balei Batim Pshutim Eilu, to bring themselves close to simple balabatim. V'hashchina kedosha hitztara hazeh tzar godol. This caused a tremendous pain to the shechina. Al mashe alof im b'nei Yisrael merchoikim miderech haTorah. Since thousands of Jewish people were separated, were distant from the Torah. Ad shebahabal shem tov hakadosh v'hora lahem she'ikir tachlis haTorah. The whole purpose of the Torah, he is kasher alav yisborach, to attach oneself, to unite oneself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol ha'am yochol his karev alav yisborach lefi madregaso. And everyone, according to his level, is able to come close and attach themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the piece, the Rebbe continues and gives a impassioned plea for kisi harosh, that one should cover their head kihalacha, as requires. He brings the story of Rabbi Nachman and the Gemara in Shabbos and Kufnam Vav, that Rabbi Nachman's mother saw that he was going to be a ganav, so they asked, what should I do? So they said, cover his head, let the fear of Shemaim, Yira the Malka, let the Yira Yalmaka, let the Yira of Hashem be upon him. The Gemara there has a mice where it fell off, and he had all the tithe, he started to climb a tree, and he was going to be a ganav, he was going to take things that weren't his. So it's a kal v'chomer. If the Hele Gemara of Nachman needed a Yalmaka for his Yira Shemaim, what can we say about us? And finally, the Rebbe ends off with discussing the importance of reciting Tehillim, Bifrat, on Shabbos Kodesh in the morning, that a person might feel that it's not meaningful for them, they don't understand it, they don't feel it. So he quotes from Pinchas Garitzer that a person should have emunah in what the reciting can be Poel Yeshua, so that it can create tremendous things by reciting the Tehillim, and in that zechus it will accomplish. It's very timely, this piece, Parashas Lech Lecha, when we hear what's going on right now, we feel what's going on with Achenu B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, that we want to do whatever we can to be mechazik ourselves. So the lessons in this week's Parsha from Avraham, lowering himself in order to connect with others, it's an idea of creating his kashrus, of reaching out to others, of helping others, and also to be omid in our nisayon. Whatever personal, unique, custom-tailored trials and tribulations a person has to go through in this world, we should understand that we're going through this in order to reach the ultimate tachlis, the purpose of coming into this world. Yehi ratzon that we should be zoiche to be omid in all of nisyonos, and that way make a nachas ruach to Avinu Shebashamayim.